Are you ready, Alabama?
Hello? Who's there? What's going on?
It's time to enter the doghouse.
Whatever's happening here, just knock it off.
Call the big dog now at 866-485-9867.
These kids are weird, man. They're weird.
Live from the Big Dog Production Studios.
How you doing?
It's the Tom Abraham Show.
That might be listed in Revelations as the cause for the apocalypse.
Here he is, the head of the household, the Big Dog.
You're the smartest guy I've ever met.
Tom Abraham.
You want me to do this crap?
I guess I'm on here. Am I on? Can somebody respond?
Hey, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Football Friday in the Doghouse. I am your host, Tom Abraham, and let me just going to ask you a question. Is there anything that is any better than Football Friday? I'm just saying, is there a day of the week that's any better than Football Friday? Is there anything that I can do to make your Football Friday better? I mean, is there anything that I can do for you? Anything at all? I mean, if you got an idea what you want to contribute to the show, fine, get in, 866-485-9867. Keep in mind we're missing the final hour today. All we got you today, we got 2 to 5. 2 to 5, that's it, 2 to 5. It's going to be like standing on my head. It's going to be like the old days, my old three-hour show.
God, I love the three-hour show. 3 to 6. 3 to 6 daily. It was so glorious.
No, I love the four-hour show. What am I saying? We got the digital doghouse for you. Twitter feed, at Tom Abraham Show. Throw us a follow there. Facebook fan page. Throw us a like. Facebook / Tom Abraham Show. Text window 7329-TA-SHOW. 732-982-7469. Doghouse inbox, Tom at TomAbraham.com. Is there anything that I can do to make your day better? One thing? There's one thing that you want? There's one little thing that I could do for you to make your day better? Yeah, we got that fine Southern tradition, Friday trifecta. And the greatest piece of football music ever recorded, the original Monday Night Football. On the day it went on the air in 1970. When it was a national happening, man. I'm talking about half the TVs in America would be tuned into Monday Night. People gathered in sports bars and they threw bricks at the TV when Howard Cosell was on there. He said parties. There was no cable. None of that. Monday Night Football, man. Glorious. And this is what it sounded like. Of course, we got our season-long effort going on to determine the best handicapper in the doghouse. We're in our final few weeks now of Trifecta 1, Grand Trifecta 1. Got over 30 guys on the Grand Trifecta big board. We got Billy and Ethan still leading the way. They got 3 points each. So, you know, really, this is so wide open. It's amazing. I mean, when you look at just how wide open this thing is, it really is amazing. I mean, the winner might not even be on the board. It could be the case. Today we got another twist. We got another twist for you. First, let me get the games in here. And, you know, with this college card, I had to add an NFL game in there. So here you go. Straight out of Vegas. I mean, we're coming straight out of Vegas with these numbers. We're going to get it started with Wolverine Dan getting 6.5.
It's a trophy game. It's a game that has a trophy associated to it, so.
Against Badger Larry.
All I know is you mess with me, you got problems.
He said, that's J.J. Watt. He went to Wisconsin. In our second game, where is my guy? Where is my guts? What? Just start moving. There we go. We got Coach O. It just doesn't want to do it, does it? It just doesn't want to. Here, I'll do it this way.
You know, I used to stop at the Exxon and get a chicken on a stick. Best I ever had.
Best ever. Against Brady Hoke. Wait a minute. Coach O lays 15.5 against Brady Hoke.
Ball for life.
Then we go to the NFL. We got the Philadelphia Eagles -3.5. Against the Dallas Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Now, here's your twist. All right, this is your twist now. We're going to go to Homestead. We're going to go to Homestead with the NASCAR Championship. That's right. It's a 1-4 pick for the NASCAR Championship. You can have the two of Brad Keselowski.
It seems as if you either win or crash the car trying to win.
You could have the four of Kevin Harvick.
I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
You could have the 19 of Kyle Busch.
If you ain't first, you're last.
Or you can have the 78 of Martin Truex.
I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
Just any one of those guys. Pick any one of those guys. This mouse is irritating me. I got to tell you right now, guys. I'm annoyed right now. I've got a little bit of an annoyance going on here. The Doghouse Studios mouse has got me a little bit bent out of shape right now. Let me see if I roll the batteries around. You ever do that when something's not working properly? Like you roll the batteries around and then you see if that works? Let's see if that works. No? That sucker is.
I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
No, apparently not. That mouse doesn't. Apparently that doesn't. That's rough. All right. Apparently the groomers in Knoxville have really gotten out of control. I mean, one guy shared a story of how he was driving downtown groomering on his phone. I mean, I guess that's a thing there now, right? Groomering. It's an adjective. He was groomering on his phone. And a cop pulled him over. And he explained that he wasn't texting. He was just catching up on the latest groomers, to which the cop asked him for an update. And then the cop cut the guy loose. I mean, will they be satisfied with anything less than John Gruden there? I mean, you know, like not even like Jay Gruden or that little Chucky doll or anything. Look, I'm telling you, man, I really don't think that guy is coming there. Nor do I think it's the best option. Please, Vol fan, get a grip on yourselves, will ya? Before we need to do some sort of intervention? I mean, this is getting really kind of sad, man. Just stop that, will ya? Speaking of sad, the NFL Billionaires Club rift between Jerry Jones and Roger Goodell and the rest of the owners, that's really a bad look. And look, I'm no Jera fan, but I got to say, I think I'm kind of with him on this one. I mean, why does the NFL have to rush to extend Roger 18 months before his contract is up? Where is he going? Arena football? I mean, there's only one of these jobs. And he's got it already. Secondly, have you seen Roger's demands? Allegedly, Goodell has asked for a salary of $49.5 million a year, guaranteed. Access to a private jet and lifetime health insurance for him and his entire family. Now, Jerry said, quote, the NFL has undergone unprecedented upheaval in the last 2 years, including a significant decline in television ratings, increased advertiser discontent, high-profile litigation concerning player suspension, and obligations which are inconsistent with the league's performance. No, wait a minute. And decreasing ticket sales. This is not a time for the league to undertake massive contractual obligations which are inconsistent with the league's performance. Well, yeah. So what he's saying is, you know, inconsistent with the league's what he's saying is we're tanking. Why are we giving this guy 18 months in advance, mind you, why are we giving this guy $50 million a year deal, a private jet, and a life insurance for life for him and his family? I mean, come on. You know, I kind of agree with Jerry. What's the rush? What Roger? What leverage does Goodell have? Oh, okay. I'm going to go be the commissioner of the MLS then. By the way, last night in Pittsburgh, okay, we're talking about one of the absolute hotbeds of the NFL. With a team tied for the best record in the AFC, they only sold 60,000 tickets to that game, and not all of those were used. The stadium was at least 20 to 25% empty in Pittsburgh. Back to the Goodell thing. Navarro Bowman said the whole Goodell thing is a slap in the face to the players. He said, quote, it doesn't make sense just because he's the commissioner that he gets to make that much money and he's guaranteed. No player in the league has that opportunity, and I feel like we should. Now, you know what? At least on a guaranteed contract, he's right. He's kind of right. Now, we're going to kick things off today with Steve Merrill from ProSportsInfo.com. We're going to give you some insight on the trifecta games and also on the NASCAR, because some of you are like, what are you talking about, man? What do you mean NASCAR? What are you doing to me there? I got to put the NASCAR in there? Well,
if you ain't first, you're last.
Well, yeah, we're putting the NASCAR in. It's a championship. And you know what? Not a lot of good games this weekend. So, yeah, I put it in there. In the three, SEC insider Josh Ward is back at the house. In the four, Clint Lamb from Saturday Down South and Brent Sobolewski is in, talking NFL from the Bleacher Report. Then we're done. I mean, we're like, psh, just like that, out the door and done. That cat over there, behind the curtain, playing the stacks of wax and the platters that matter, answering the phones, pushing the buttons, making sure that we stay on air in our palatial ump studios, part Italian, part Mexican, part mutt. His family calls him Antonio McBeth. To us, Tony Mac.
Chico, don't be discouraged. The man, he ain't so hard to understand.
Kiss my brown ass.
Do you know who I am?
Who in the blue hell are you?
I'm the producer of this show. If I didn't step up, you're nowhere. I put this thing together out of spit and polish.
What do you call yourself? King, queen, princess, whatever you are?
I could use a good ass kick, and I'll be very honest with you.
The guy's an intern.
You don't ever say that to me. Bullcrap.
I don't care how many Dago, Guinea, Wop, Greaseball, Goombas come out of the woodwork.
All those of you that know Italians and like Italians, this is your day.
But don't ever take sides with anyone against the family again.
Look, I don't speak Spanish.
How come there ain't no Puerto Ricans on Star Trek?
When you ask me those kind of questions, it really pisses me off.
Hey, I don't want your money touching my money.
What's the matter?
I don't want your money in the same way.
My money's no good no more. Why?
Why? Because you're all jinx.
Tom, can you get me off the hook? For old time's sake.
You ask a question every week that I don't know anything about.
It should be a friggin' investigation.
We love you. We love you forever and ever.
Say hello to my little friend.
Hey, T-Mac, how you doing today?
Big dog. Hey, look, big game situation. Your mic or your mouse stepped up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it did. It came through. Well, I banged it a couple of times on the table. And then I opened it up. You ever do that thing where, like, with the remote, where, like, you open it up and you roll the batteries back and forth and, like, get a little extra life out of them?
No, I've never done that.
Oh, you've never tried that?
No.
Like, if the remote's not working real good and, you know, it's not getting it done, you open up the thing and then you just kind of roll the batteries back and forth and then it works.
I've never heard of that. I'll either smack the back of the remote and see if it works, or I'll open it and take the battery out, put it back in. Maybe it wasn't in there right. And after that, yeah. I'm out of ideas. It's time for new batteries.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if it's a good day, a weekend of football, sometimes it's a two remote day. You know what I mean? Or a four battery day. You know, I have the four battery pack going. But I'm stoked. What a beautiful day, too, by the way. Like 70 degrees out and just gorgeous right now. And it's the last weekend before the Thanksgiving weekend. I got to go find my birds. I got to go multiple birds this year. I got 32 people coming. And I've decided I can no longer, I cannot, they say you're supposed to have a pound per person. And I there's no 32 pound bird out there. So I got to go, I'm going to go this first year ever, I'm going multiple birds.
Wow. That's an interesting Thanksgiving right there. You're going to have to let me know how that one comes out. I mean, yeah, I'm assuming your oven can't do, can you do two birds at once in the oven? How are you going to do it?
No. Here's what I'm going to do. Okay. Don't tell anybody. Okay. Here's what I'm going to do. I don't think anybody who's coming is listening to this right now. I'm going to put a 25-pound bird in the oven, okay? Then I'm going to take about an 8-pound turkey, 8-pound bone-in turkey breastesis, okay? I'm going to take an 8-pound bone-in turkey breastesis, and I'm going to put that in a slow-cooking crock pot. Okay. And let that sit in there for like 8 hours, 7 hours. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, I got to be honest with you. I mean, eat the turkey that's coming out of the crock pot. I love my bird. I mean, I cook my bird. I'm the bird man. I do the stuffing and everything else. I do it in a bag and all that kind of good stuff to keep the juices in there. But let me tell you, my wife made a turkey breastesis in the crock pot last week, and it was to die for. I mean, I could not believe she put like seasonings in there and stuff with it, and then gravy, you know, last half hour threw some gravy in there. It was amazing. I never had turkey that was so good as the turkey that came out of the crock pot slow cooker in there for hours and hours. It was incredible.
That sounds like a turkey that would make a good sandwich the next day too. You know,
We ate it. We just finished it yesterday. You know what we did? We pulled it. Did pulled turkey, you know, like shredded type stuff.
Yeah.
And we made fajitas with it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Ate that sucker. That was a 7-pound breastesis. And we ate that thing for 3 days. I mean, it was just fantastic.
My goodness, you got me ready to eat. Man, see, I know it's a short show today, but we still got to get through it, big dog. And now you're making me hungry. You're killing me.
Yeah. All right, well then, because it is a short show and we need to get to the action, let's get to this.
I got you right now, big dog. I'm going to start in 1940. A random minutiae, but it's interesting that the Packers are the first NFL team ever to travel by plane, 1940.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there's something. See, every once in a while you hit me with something I never even heard of.
And they traveled to New York to take on the Giants, by the way. They lost 7-3. If you were interested in that. In 1997, Mario Lemieux is inducted into the NHL Hall of Fame. And then in 2002...
Not a Lemieux fan, by the way.
Yeah,
I know I've told you that before, but he's too big a guy to be complaining and pissing and moaning about, you know, clutch and grab and all that stuff. But.
And in 2002, Winston Cup champ Tony Stewart wins his first of three in 2002. About, I mean, I know it's NASCAR. I know we got the championship coming up, so I've dropped a couple of those.
He was in the number 20 Home Depot car.
Yeah. A couple birthdays today. Same day, same year. Ryan Braun, 34 years old today, Milwaukee Brewer. I believe he's still a Milwaukee Brewer. And in 19...
Played in Huntsville and in Nashville.
Yeah, I knew he played... I remember you telling me he played in Huntsville. That was the first time I heard that. You brought it up back when baseball season started. And in 1983... Same year, same age, 34. Atlanta Brave Nick Markakis was born today. 34 is
Nick Markakis.
There you go. That's short, sweet, to the point, big dog. Now you can get to the action.
All right. That's good stuff. All right, let's get to these guys here. We'll start it out as we often start it out. We'll start out with Wolverine Dan, and he's up first. Wolverine Dan, welcome to the show. How are you, man?
Well, Thomas, it's the Wolverine Dan Badger Larry week, baby. If you're listening to Larry, I want your input, brother. I want to hear what you got to say. But prior to that, I'll tell you this. Last night, Ginger and I went out and bought an electric roaster pan. So here's my turkey, dude. You know how I do mine? I thaw it out, and then an hour or two before I go ahead and put it in the roaster pan, I'll oil it down, rub it down with my rub, and then I'll flip it upside down and cut slits on underneath the breastesis. Okay? Yeah. And then I'll slip a little bit of butter in both sides. And then what I'll do is I'll wrap it up and a little bit of foil, and I'll stick it upside down in the roaster pan, and I'll cook it for 10 hours.
Wow.
And that meat falls off the bone. Oh, don't forget my stuffing I put in there, my White Castle stuffing. Yeah. Unbelievable, Tom. Oh,
now, when you say upside down, so you don't cook it standing up on a beer can. You're saying upside down. You just flip it over on the breast assist. You put the breast assist down.
Yeah, I put the breast assist down. That's right. And I got to put those big, humongous breast assists down in the pan.
So that's an interesting way to go. Now, in a roaster pan, so it never touches the oven. You do the whole thing in a roaster pan.
In a roaster pan, and what happens, I'll put it in at around 6 o'clock in the morning, and probably close to maybe 12 o'clock. I'll open up the top. I'll put a little slit, a little hole in the top where the dark meat is, and I'll pour some of the drippings back into the turkey and wrap that sucker back up, and then cook it the rest of the way. Oh, Tommy, the meat falls off the bone. The breast is really, really moist.
You got to tell me. I got to hear about this. You need to share with me this White Castle stuffing you're talking about, because I'm looking for a new special ingredient. Everybody knows I put a special ingredient in my stuffing. It's usually, it could be venison, it could be Italian sausage, it could be, I put in some kind of ingredient that nobody knows, but I haven't done the White Castles, so you got to tell me what you do with that.
Well, it's real quick. I'll make it real quick. It's real easy. And all it is, basically, 12 White Castles from Kroger's, cheese on them, just plain old White Castles. Let them thaw out. And then what you do is you crumble them up, chopped celery, chicken broth, and sage. You put that together, stick it in the cavity, and you're done.
Well, that's it. So bread and all. Now, do you mix it in with stuffing or just the White Castles you stick in there?
Oh, all you got to do is the White Castle. That's all you need. The White Castle already has the bread on it. That's your bread.
So that becomes the stuffing. Yeah.
Yeah, and you got the meat in there and everything. I'll tell you what, Tom. It's unbelievable. It looks like, oh, man, it's nasty looking. Oh, I'll tell you what. Oh, is it good? We fight over it. That's how good it is. Anyway, with that said, Larry, if you're listening, you know, Larry, we're 1-6 against top 10 teams. That's why I'm picking the Wolverines. It's time, Larry. And you know what? Even if I lose, then I'm on your bandwagon, brother. I want the Badgers to make the playoffs, okay? So let's do this trifecta now.
It's a trophy game. It's a game that has a trophy associated to it, so.
I mean, there's no chance, obviously, you're not taking anything other than that, right? I mean, you know, I mean, that's, you know, that obviously is a.
I'll take the 6.5.
Well, of course you're going to take the 6.5. I mean, you probably think they're going to win outright, which they may, by the way. I really like Michigan in this game. I got to be totally honest with you. I really like the guys. All right, so you got Michigan there. All right, LSU minus 15.5 at Tennessee.
I'll put down the 15.5.
You're going to take it or give the 15.5?
I'll give it. You can have that. I'll
you know, I used to stop at the Exxon and get a chicken on a stick. Best I ever had.
Eagles minus 3.5 at the Cowboys.
Oh, that's easy. I'll take the Eagles all day long.
Now, I know what you're going to take here. But
the only man that's going to win this race is Kozlowski. Miller,
I wake up
and Larry and I like Miller Lite. Larry, we're both going to knock him down because Kozlowski's going to win the cup.
You got him, man.
I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
Yeah, there you go. All right, you got him, man. I appreciate you. Have a great weekend. All right.
All right, you too.
We lost Clinton Lamb. He's sick today, which is okay because they're playing Mercer. I mean, come on. We can live without that. Rick is in North Fort Myers. Rick, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Tom, I know I remember calling me following that guy.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a legend to follow, but you're a legend yourself, so, you know.
This is true. And, hey,
by the way, I want you to know.
Big game tonight in Fort Myers. Fort Myers and North in the high school playoffs.
I'm going to be down there from the December 4th to December 11th. So I might put a little something together, try and get the gang together. So keep an eye out for that.
Oh, nice. I most definitely will do that. But then again, I'll be gone from the 4th to the 7th because I'm heading up to D.C. to visit my sister and niece.
Oh, Okay. All right. Well, I'll be back before I'll be there when you get back. So, all right. Oh, yeah. Get your picks in here. Michigan plus 6.5 at Wisconsin.
I'm going to throw a Wolverine down and go Michigan on that.
It's a trophy game. It's a game that has a trophy associated to it. So,
LSU minus 15.5 at UT.
Tennessee.
Vol for life.
I couldn't break out the Champions of Life. It's just too raw. It's too soon. I couldn't break out Champions for my Tennessee fans. Eagles minus 3.5 at the Cowboys.
Even though Elliott's out, I'm going with the Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! And at Homestead, now this is, by the way, this is a standalone bonus point, okay? This point here, I forgot to explain what we're doing this week. Everybody gets a point if they hit the trifecta. If you hit the trifecta, you get a point. Then for the NASCAR championship, there's another point available. And even if you don't get the trifecta right, you can get a point by just getting the champion right. So, 2, 4, 19, or 78 car? Who wins?
Going with Harvick.
You're going to take Harvick.
I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
All right, so you got the number 4 car. All right, man, you're in.
Okay, have a good one, Tom.
All right, you too. All right, we're going to get a break. When we come back, Steve Merrill will join us from ProSportsInfo.com. We'll get his take on the trifecta games. We'll also get his take on the NASCAR as well to help you out with that a little bit as well. So we'll get all of that in. It's the Tom Abraham Show right here at 730-1039. Yeah.